Next Sunday, February 13th, is Super Bowl Sunday. The Rams and the Bengals going head-to-head in a game expected to be watched by nearly 100 million people. For investors, the actual winner of the game is less important than the brands that could end up being financial winners or losers. NBC is reportedly charging $6.5 million for a 30-second commercial. That's up nearly $1 million from last year on CBS. We know we're going to see ads from Pepsi and Budweiser and Doritos and all the regulars, but there are some newcomers. FTX, Crypto.com, Sam's Club has an ad with Kevin Hart in it. SoFi Stadium should be getting some nice airtime. We also know that the halftime show includes Snoop Dogg and Eminem and some big-name talent. Also some high-profile NFT holders. It's expected to be the biggest Super Bowl ever for online betting, and that could be a big win for DraftKings, Penn National, Wynn, Caesars, MGM, all of them. So today on Dumb Money, we are placing our bets in the form of Super Bowl stock trades.
We are Dumb Money.
Three friends who turned $30,000 into $30 million using nothing more than Twitter and a zero commission trading account.
The suits that work on Wall Street, they call those people the smart money. That's not us.
Our goal is to help level the playing field for everyday investors.
We are Dumb Money.
Hey there, Dave here along with Chris and Jordan. We are Dumb Money. Welcome to Dumb Money Live. I was curious, so I just Googled how much that SoFi Stadium naming rights deal cost. Fun fact, 20-year deal, it cost them a total of $625 million. But before our trades, I do have to ask, if you're planning to watch the Super Bowl this year, take a second, let us know by smashing the like button. Also, if you're not planning to watch the Super Bowl, go ahead and smash the like button too. It's for the algorithm. We don't care if you're watching or not. If you have stock trade ideas or a company that you think we should watch or something that could be a winner or a loser, maybe one that we missed, drop that down in the comments. We still have more than a week until the game, so we're going to be watching the comments. Chris, Jordan, I have an unconventional trade for the Super Bowl. Still working through my thesis. It's all about being prepared to act based on how things unfold during the game on Sunday. What are you guys looking for?
That excites me, actually. I want to hear about this.
Well, yours is unconventional, too. You told me what yours was.
Yeah. There's no way that your trade could be more unconventional than mine. But I actually have two. I have kind of a semi-conventional trade and a off-the-wall, completely unexpected trade that we'll talk about later. Okay. I don't want to talk about that one now because people think I've lost my mind again if I say it one now.
Drop a comment down below. Do you think he's lost his mind or you think he's a genius? Genius or crazy man? Just let us know down in the comments.
Wait till they hear about this. So something's wrong with me. Like I actually initiated that trade, Dave, during this last weekend's game, the Rams game. And I'm like, why am I not just enjoying this football game? Why do I have to do this? Why can't I just watch TV, enjoy the game for what it is? But no, my mind was racing and I was putting that trade on. I initiated it. I'm like, I'm going to put part of it on now and part of it I'll double, triple down during the Super Bowl, dependent upon how the Super Bowl goes. All right, so my primary Super Bowl trade is one, and by the way, we're not financial advisors. These are just our ideas, our trades, poke holes in them. Discuss them in our Discord, dumbmoney.tv/Discord, and let us know what your ideas are and make your own decisions. Talk to an advisor if you need to. But I think it's all about having a prepared mind, as you say, and wanting to just understanding that if this happens, this might also happen. And when I think about the Super Bowl, there's been a tremendous amount of buzz around NFTs in the Super Bowl. This is not an NFT trade, by the way. Not buying NFTs, at least. But lots of buzz about how this is the Super Bowl. We might have a Bored Ape get mentioned during halftime, right? We do have what I think could be one of the coolest Super Bowl halftime shows of all time. For us Gen Xers, this is about as big as it gets. Like I saw a funny TikTok, which is like just showing your kids like, yeah, this is us. This halftime Super Bowl show, this is it. So I'm excited about it. And I hope that NFTs come off during the Super Bowl in a positive way. If they are promoted or talked about, or if they do some weird thing during the halftime show, if NFTs present themselves as actually interesting and cool and kind of culturally significant and relevant, and it leaves people with a positive vibe around NFTs, and Coinbase also happens to run a commercial during the Super Bowl, which is also rumored.
Is it rumored? Because I have not seen it on any of the lists, like Ad Age and all of the people who cover the media. I have not seen Coinbase.
I have
seen FTX, and I have seen Crypto.com from the kind of New World. And also, like, QuickBooks is running a TV spot for the first time during the Super Bowl with QuickBooks branding. Intuit has done things in the past.
Listen, even if Coinbase runs some other stuff in sync with the Super Bowl that day, because NFTs are a big deal that day, that if they kind of mention or have a release around a launch date of their NFT marketplace, or if even if Coinbase doesn't do anything around the Super Bowl, I actually think that the easiest way to trade, whether NFTs are promoted and promoted well or promoted badly, meaning it can come off cheesy, as we know. Super Bowl stuff can come off really cheesy. That's why I'm kind of nervous about this. I think the biggest winner would be Coinbase. I've been talking about this for a few months now. I think the Coinbase marketplace for NFTs is the biggest thing that's ever happened to Coinbase. We only have, you know, less than 300,000 people globally trading NFTs. We have close to 4 million on the wait list at Coinbase. The service fees for trading NFTs are high. I think this is going to be a cash cow for Coinbase. It will be the biggest liquidity event that probably NFTs will ever see. I think they're beautifully positioned with a market that absolutely hates the incumbent, OpenSea. OpenSea is known for crashing. They do a terrible job whitelisting NFT projects. Basically, everybody that's in the NFT world pretty much hates OpenSea. It just is what it is. So it's Coinbase's game to lose at this point. And if we come out of the Super Bowl like, oh my gosh, NFTs are a thing for the masses, I think we might actually see a pretty nice movement in Coinbase that Monday after the Super Bowl. So I have to make my decision on that Friday before the Super Bowl based on the rumors that I'm seeing on Twitter and in Discord channels. Mainly I'm looking in the Bored Ape channel on Discord as to whether or not there is actually going to be a Super Bowl promo for NFTs, and if I think it's coming off as cheesy or if it sounds like it's going to be really cool. I know that's very vague, guys, and it's not really a lot to go off of, but I think that's probably the biggest opportunity coming out of the Super Bowl for NFTs. I'm not doing the whole sports gambling thing, like, although I do think that that's a huge opportunity depending on how big it is. I just can't figure out how big of a day that's going to be for all these gambling sites.
I think it could be a big day, but each of these online sports books are segmented, right? So this will be the first Super Bowl since New York State has legalized online sport. And some of them are in New York and some of them are not. I think Penn National is not New York. So to me, that's a very confusing, noisy space. And it would take so much effort to even research it. And we know that several of them actually are running spots during the Super Bowl, but they're also giving away a bunch of free bets. So I think it's probably good for their business long term. I don't know that it's something that I'm going to invest in, like trying to find a short term pop in one of these casino companies or online gaming companies.
Totally.
But what I am looking for, so you gave me your normal one, and we're saving your bizarro one.
Yes.
I'll tell you my only one is kind of bizarro, and it has to do with an advertiser. I mentioned him twice now, Crypto.com. They are advertising in the Super Bowl. They basically, when Matt Damon's commercial hit the airwaves, that was the peak of the market. And people are blaming Matt Damon for the crypto winter we're experiencing right now. But little known fact, when his commercial aired, Crypto.com coin actually went up a little bit. And then when they bought the naming rights to the Staples Center, Crypto.com shot up huge. So I actually got in the day I first recognized that Crypto.com commercial was Matt Damon, and this seems like, okay, this is now legitimizing Crypto.com for a new audience. And let me show you CRO.
Before you show, can I just say, Dave, you're becoming such a good social arbitrator in your own way. Like, just hearing what you just said seems so obvious to me, and I can't believe I did not see that. Like, yes, I knew they were running a commercial Sunday. It might have an, like, it might have a new star in it, right? Like,
well, here's the thing. So this is the chart for crypto.com coin since it was listed on Coinbase. So it kind of went straight up and then it's come back down. It's still up around 40% from the day it got listed on Coinbase. And that's the day that I bought it. I didn't buy it through Coinbase. I bought it through crypto.com/Dave. If you want, actually, heytheyre.tv/crypto will get you their best offer, whatever that happens to be. But look at where I actually bought it. So this day that they added it to the to Coinbase was November 3rd. If you go back to CoinMarketCap and find November 3rd, this just shows you how big of a move it made from November 3rd. So I think that crypto.com will be exposed to a whole new audience through the Super Bowl. They've been running the commercial during sporting events. They've been running it on CNBC, but the audience for the Super Bowl is very different than people who watch every football game. And I think that that exposure could be a big deal for Coinbase. And
is it the same other thing, Dave?
That's my other thing. So there was a kind of a backlash on that commercial. It was, I thought it was actually pretty cool, but people think it's cheesy or comparing investing in Bitcoin to being the first person on the moon. I mean, yeah, I get it. It's kind of cringe, but I thought it was a well-done commercial, and I thought it was cool when I first saw it, and then I saw the backlash, and I'm like, yeah, I get their point.
Fortune favors the brave.
My thing that I'm going to be looking for is I'm guessing they're going to run the same commercial, because that was a huge budget commercial, famous director, famous actor. But I'm wondering, did they maybe shoot another version, or did they maybe shoot something else, or are they going to release something else? If they release a different commercial during the Super Bowl, I am immediately, because Super Bowl Sunday, you can buy crypto during Super Bowl Sunday, I'm going to buy more CRO token, because I think that that will move. I think there's a good chance that the Super Bowl is going to have a positive effect on their thing anyway, but I'm not banking on that. It all comes down to, are they running a different commercial, one that hasn't been seen by anyone, one that the internet then gets to decide good or bad, and we'll see how that turns out.
That's solid, Dave. I'm trading that with you, man. I'm all in. I am all in on that trade.
See, I'm not so sure about this one, because basically the last time crypto.com put out a commercial, it was all-time top of Bitcoin forever.
Yeah, but it was not all-time top for crypto.com coin.
Top of Bitcoin. I think the same day. And so I think there's a crypto.com commercial curse on the coin.
Are you going to trade anything on the Super Bowl, Jordan?
No. I mean, look, I'm always looking for long-term investment. And so if I see something that makes me want to do a long-term investment, I will do that. But in this market environment, I just don't think there's anything, you know, it's just not worth it to get in and out of stuff when, you know, the market could just drop randomly 3% in a day. It's not conducive to that type of trading, I don't
think. Okay, so Jordan, let me pitch you on my crazy Super Bowl trade and see if you would do this. I bought last Sunday, the second it became evident to me that the Rams were going to win that game, I bought a 2009 Panini Contenders rookie autographed PSA 10, one of only 74 in the world that are known to be PSA 10s, on eBay from Matt Stafford, who went to my high school, your high school, Dave, Highland Park High School grad quarterback, Matt Stafford here in Dallas, Texas. I bought his rookie card for $3,500, which I think is a steal. He is obviously known to be one of the most underrated quarterbacks in the NFL due to the fact that he spent a decade playing for the NFL's worst team and never had a chance to do anything. His first season playing for even a halfway decent team, he's going to the Super Bowl. Matt Stafford is so underrated, and if it looks like he is going to win this Super Bowl, if that becomes evident to me on Sunday, I know of at least two others, maybe three others, that are PSA 10, 2009, autographed Panini Contenders Stafford rookie cards. PSA 10 is gem mint. It's the best of the best. It's the cards that if you look at Tom Brady's Contender rookie card autographed PSA 10, they are selling for in the millions of dollars. Not that Stafford's going to be a Tom Brady, okay? But some of these other big quarterbacks that have just won like one or two Super Bowls are trading deep in the six-figure range for their PSA 10 rookie cards. This is one of the top four rookie cards of Matt Stafford. There's a couple others that are actually more rare because they're like numbered, one of 100. But I think the Contenders PSA 10, it's readily available. It's on eBay. I'm going to pick up maybe one more, maybe two more, if it looks like he's going to win, if I can get them for under $5,000. Okay?
So, I think that is a helpful. I have a couple of questions. And that sounds very interesting. Your history of collecting cards. You've collected sports cards in your past. I get it. That's kind of fun. My question is, I haven't bought anything on eBay for 10 years. What happens if this seller, you send them the money and they don't send it to you, or they hold off on sending it to you until after the Super Bowl? Because it's almost like they got the money as a backup offer.
Now. eBay's now, they're really competing heavily in this market for card trading. 99% sure I read before I did the purchase that eBay will guarantee that now that you're supposed to get exactly what you said they said you were going to get, or they will get, they guarantee. That's my interpretation. I can do deep research, but I believe I'm a good. I'm so sorry, guys. I have a podcast with Tom Nash starting in 1 minute. I'm sorry. I just got to like run. I got to go.
All right.
Give us a thumbs up for Dave's social arbitrary, because I think that's the best, maybe the best one. But I think alternatively,
and Jordan, you don't have a trade, because I don't want to cut. I don't want to have you leave.
No, if I see something that makes me want to buy something long term, maybe. I actually really like Chris's oddball trade. I like this card. I think,
yes. All right. Yes.
Look, if he were to win the Super Bowl, this could totally rewrite the storybook of kind of his NFL career, and I love that.
I agree, Jordan. Thank you, Jordan. And it's uncorrelated to the stock market, too, right? Totally. Uncorrelated to the stock market. By the way, these cards, they will flip so fast. This card could be a $30,000 card a year from now. If Matt Stafford does well next year after winning the Super Bowl this year, looks like he might win a second. Dude, this card could be $250,000. Easy,
I agree.
Right?
I think it's the smartest trade. $3,000, $4,000. I mean, I love it.
All right, thanks, guys. Well, I'm so sorry.
So there went Chris.
Amazing.
Well, at least I know I have you, Jordan, and all of you at home. Thank you guys so much for watching. Follow us on Twitter. Follow me and Jordan especially, because, you know, Chris already has enough Twitter followers. At Dave Hansen, at Jordan _McClain. And that's it. We're Dumb Money. We have so many good shows for you next week that if you're not subscribed to the channel, make sure you do that. Make sure you ring the bell. I wouldn't be a YouTuber if I didn't say that. Jordan, do you have anything else to say?
No.
So that's it.
I'm going to go play in the snow.
We're Dumb Money. We will see you next week. Have a great weekend.